Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
All right, Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. Wes Fromm is in our studio, too, as we get set to talk Michigan Tech sports for the next half hour. And it's a busy weekend for Michigan Tech as both basketball teams are home and the hockey team is home. Wes, it's going to be a fun weekend, I think.
Yeah, it is. We're looking forward to the weekend with everybody at home that's in action. And
first time all year we've had both men and women basketball and hockey home on the same weekend. So big triple header of hoops and hockey coming up on Saturday after both teams play earlier in the week. So it's going to be a lot of fun, Dirk, and big games for all three teams as the basketball teams get into conference play, their first conference games. And obviously for the hockey team, looking to build on a sweep out in Alaska last weekend and try to keep moving up the WCHA standings.
Yeah, and it's fun that the teams are finally back into doubleheader action for the first time this season. I think the fans really like that. I get a chance to see both teams in one sitting, and both of these teams are so exciting to watch for Michigan Tech basketball. I encourage everybody to get on out there Thursday night and Saturday afternoon and make a day of it on Saturday. Plus, we've got the Econo Foods Kids Day coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow we'll be over at Econo Foods in the morning, kind of promoting the Econo Foods Kids Day, and those tickets will go on, I won't say go on sale because we don't sell them, we give them away, but they'll be starting to be given away at noon at the service desk tomorrow at Econo Foods, and they're absolutely free for kids 14 and under. And we'll have a lot more details on the air tomorrow when we talk to Mitch over at Econo Foods, and I think Coach Pearson will be over there as well, maybe a couple student-athletes as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see the folks get excited about Michigan Tech hockey. Hopefully we'll draw a lot of kids to the building and have another full building. We've had great crowds so far this year, and we're looking forward to another one this weekend.
Well, no doubt about it. Plus, what else are we talking about today, Wes?
We've also got, I believe, Jordana Caro is going to join us here this morning, volleyball student-athlete, and she's also the president of the Student-Athlete Advisory Committee for Michigan Tech, and she's going to talk about some of the fundraising activities they've got going on and also some of the charity events they've got going on. And one of those is the Hat and Mitten Drive, which will take place at all home athletic events all month long as we head into the Christmas holiday season and try to get some hat and mittens and warm clothing to give away to folks here in our local community.
All right, Huskies Drive Time exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More of it coming your way in just a moment, but right now, weather brought to you by Superior.